Chapter 5. January 16th of Year 1. The fabricator weaves a thread with the thickness of a single atom into the platinum strand, and this serves as a sensing device for me. I can feel the mechanical tension exerted on the material. The spaceship experiences a slight tug when the fabricator pushes the strand outside. My human consciousness tries to find an analogy to describe this particular sensation, but does not succeed very well. It is as if I had pushed the tip of my index finger against a taut sheet of paper, and the nail tip punctured a hole into the material. Now I can move my entire finger into space. My all-too-human memories expect wind to occur, because we move at speeds that are hardly comprehensible. Yet there is nothing. I can feel no headwind, not even the icy cold of the cosmos. The spaceship might as well stand motionless in the center of the universe. It makes no difference. Maybe it really is motionless. I try to shake my head. I have to be careful not to go insane. Such thoughts lead nowhere. Concentrate on your tasks, Mitya. My metal finger is beginning to curiously explore the void around Messenger, and now the metal bends. This reaction is not caused by me, but by the shape memory of the alloy, which forces it to assume this form. The alloy is supposed to move outward a bit and then create a ring around Messenger. Nothing but a programming error can keep it from doing so. I have to trust the fabricator, a machine that just built itself only a few days ago according to the plans of the Creator, who by now is about 28 trillion kilometers away from us. My mind is racing. I am tempted to adjust my internal clock to make this moment go by faster, but there could also be instances where my real-time capabilities will be needed. If I manipulate my perception of time, I won't be able to intervene in an emergency. Therefore, as I make myself wait, the platinum wire bends in slow motion to form a ring. I can clearly feel its spatial position. A part of my consciousness can simulate the three-dimensional image of Messenger, the rear third of which is being surrounded by an arc growing into a circle. If everything works out, this electron capture device will expand according to the needs of the spaceship, until at some point we need to switch to a different, more efficient energy source. That is, if nothing goes wrong, like the simple possibility that someone miscalculated. The end of the wire that is slowly growing to reach around the ship is only a millimeter away from the other end, and then the circle closes. But the decisive moment is yet to come. I activate a current through the conductor, and in fractions of a second, charge carriers race into the circuit. Their spin, the invisible angular momentum, generates a magnetic field that is supposed to act like a soft cushion to slow down the electrons in the cosmic radiation and make them available as energy. My entire existence now depends on the question of whether or not others have correctly calculated this process. The waiting becomes unbearable, but I know this will not be the last such occasion. The effort expended on the construction of the ring reduced our energy supply to a minimum. If this plan fails, I will fall into an eternal sleep about 14 days from now, as will this ship, which in turn will not be able to grow or change its shape without additional energy. Then Messenger will remain a needle zooming through space at a fifth of the speed of light until the end of eternity. That is, unless the universe is merciful enough to let the ship collide with an obstacle at some point in its future. Activate collection modus. My thought bypasses the safety switch that until now had kept the captured electrons from entering the storage units of the spaceship. My human consciousness feels a tingling sensation, probably an obvious reaction, and it is pleasant, not at all painful. I feel like taking a deep breath. The Messenger's storage units start to fill up again. I manage to breathe, my virtual heart calming down because I will survive, at least until the next expansion maneuver, something that has never been tested so far away from the sun.